Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast, where we do stuff and say things. Hi, honey. You have strep throat.
I have something. Yep.
You got it. All right. What's worse things to have?
Yeah.
Trump is a convicted felon. Say it loud. Say it proud.
Like, that's going to make me hate him.
Yeah, I actually like him more. No, I'm serious. I literally like him more because of
it. You guys went there. You pushed it.
You guys wanted to play horsey. I don't think that... They convinced me to give him money. I gave Trump money. And you were like, we need to give him money.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we need to give him money.
Yeah.
Here's some money. Take my money!
There you go.
Money!
And he's... It just doesn't even seem to the bleep out. He's still tough, Mayor. Guy is tough.
Yeah, and this guy's borderline retarded. I think somebody just literally backed out into the road as I was approaching.
I mean, like a major...
No, I mean like a major load.
Yeah.
Not like some country lane. He flings the ass of his shitty car out into the middle. This is the Democrats. I don't think they expect to see what's happening. I think they thought this will show those saps. They believe in law and order and stuff. We'll call him a felon and they'll all be scandalized. And all of us are like, yeah, I think you have misjudged us. Bitches. Biatches.
Okay, no more.
You know, like me being a sassy,
no more.
I'm the sassy sidekick. You go, girl. Trump. Now, normal people who aren't lawyers.
Yeah.
I mean, they hear from good lawyers, which would be me and a select few people I point out, how this entire case is complete bullshit. I don't think people understand the complete insanity of this case. This case literally has nothing to do with anything like the law, me, or the other guys have experienced in our careers. It's... When you're looking at it going, that doesn't sound right. Your instinct is correct, sir. It is not right. It's completely different. The idea that a judge would stay on a case when his daughter is literally working in opposition to the politician before you, after you've given money to the other side.
Maybe
if his wife, you know, flew the wrong flag, maybe she flew a pride flag. Right? No, I mean, it's, you look at it and you're like, what? Sometimes you just want to BS through the insanity. You want to say something so insane that people say to themselves, that's completely insane. Why? It must be accurate and valid in some way, because no one would say something so insane if it wasn't. Oh, well, really? I guess that's not grounds for recusal. I mean, I would have thought it was. But he's not saying it is, so I guess it couldn't be.
But your wife flying a flag is.
Your wife flying a flag. Stop flying flags!
No!
Stop flying flags! No! Why don't you keep your pimp hands strong, Judge Alito? Justice Alito? I mean, there's so much insanity in this thing. It's just... The secret of a scam is you make it look real. They didn't even make it look real. They're like, all right, screw it. I'm a totally biased judge. I'm just gonna give them basically instructions. They're 95% Democrats in this piece of shit town. Yeah, they're gonna do it anyway. But I'll give them instructions where they can't possibly find him not guilty. And we're just gonna do it. We're just gonna bullshit through. And then you're getting Andrew Weissman and the rest of the sackless, wonders. This is an important day for the, rule of law. Dude, you don't even lie convincingly. I mean, Weissman is supposed to be a lawyer. At least you could do is lie like a pro.
Are there any liberal, though, saying, you know, this is not okay?
Yeah. Okay. Eli Honig, who wrote it in, New York Times, and New York Magazine. And he actually, I was going to call it a Frankenstein monster.
Yeah.
Sewed together out of parts.
Yeah.
He actually wrote that in his thing and said, yes, and then it turns on its mask. It could turn on its mask. I was like, damn it. He stole my, imagery and took it a step further.
Yeah.
But he's like a liberal guy. He's trying to explain to these liberals. You know this is bull, right? I mean, you can hate Trump and not care if it's bull. I mean, but, you know, again, we have the stupid or, you know, argued, as I asked, is Claire McCaskill, who was doing the law and order thing, is Claire McCaskill retarded or does she believe we're retarded? It could be both, but.
I think that they are well aware people don't understand that stuff and they could say whatever.
Yeah, I think they think much of their audience is retarded and they're not wrong.
No, but we're tribalistic enough that.
Well, it's not we.
Well, they are, you know.
Well, I mean, they don't care. This is a threat to their power and prestige. Nothing else matters. Remember, norms are tools to be used as a weapon and a shield only by us, the left. Left. It is not, there's no guiding principle behind it. It simply is. Which is why anybody who talks to me about principles today, I'm just like, talk to the hand. Talk to the frickin' hand. Here's the hand. I'm sassy sidekick again. Am I gay? I don't know. I'm sassy. I might be. And, my only principle is they lose.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, it would be nice to have a world of, nice people following principles, but that's not our world. And I'm not a little bitch like Larry Hogan. Can you imagine that? Who's the guy? Yeah, he's running for, Senate in Maryland. He could win. It's possible. He's going to need every Trump voter, both of them. So what's he do? He comes out with, well, you know, need to respect the verdict of the jury. No, we don't. Because the jury knew it was full of shit. The best you could say about the jurors is that they were credulous retards. Two of the lawyers on there knew this was bullshit. They knew it was bullshit. And they didn't do it anyway. Whether they wanted to frame Trump or they were afraid they were going to lose their job.
No.
You know, or get hassled, get thrown out of society. No, they were eager to do it. The juror could kiss my ass. I typically don't mind the jury system. Jurors generally get things right. I've had juries come back ways I don't like, but most of the time they come back pretty much the way I think they should. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be Mr. Pollyanna or America's wonderful and, you know, our jury system. No. This is my observation. Usually they can see through BS. Now, you guys who don't do this day in and day out, you hear a lot when juries do stupid things. Because when a jury does stupid things, it's news. When a jury generally gets it right, okay, the guy ran out of the bank with a gun as the alarm was going off, and he had a gun and a little bag with a dollar sign on it. A little sack. And he's dressed like a Hamburglar, which, frankly, the stripes. Frankly, you should be, if you were the Hamburglar, that guy's down for felonies now, because Hamburglars, I mean, a burger, it would be dolls. There's some McDonald's right up the road. They don't have Brinks cards. No, I mean, you know, usually, okay, you know, they pretty much get it right. Not all the time, not perfect. But, you know, they generally do okay. We hear about the outrages. This was not okay. This was bullshit. And, there's no soft pebbling. So, jurors. Let's talk jurors. You know, I blame them for this. I don't give them a pass. But one of the problems is we have a lack of conservative jurors. Because conservative jurors talk their way off of juries. What I'm looking for when I'm a defense guy, all right, when I'm doing the defense side, as opposed to plaintiff that's in a civil case, bringing the suit, or a prosecutor who's bringing the suit. They're always working on emotion. I want someone analytical. Now, we stereotype the hell out. If you're a postman, you're not getting on my jury I'm defending. If you're a teacher, you're getting nowhere near my jury. If you're in a helping profession, if you come across looking like Billy Jack's wife, or girlfriend, One tin soldier. You're not getting on my jury. I do not want sensitive.
You know, it just seems so wrong what's happened. And I just, my feelings, you know, I don't want to be bothered with facts because my feels, nah.
I want people who are like,
well, the particles, the Newtonian physics of the situation mitigate highly against the probability of the events occurring in the manner to which they testified. Accordingly, I shall find them null and void. How do you do that? How do I talk like that? I scrunch my nuts up really hard.
And,
all right, anyway. Remind.
Anyway. No, so, you know, I mean, I could go on and on about jury stuff. And we do stereotype all the hell out of it. It's just, I mean, it's just, every juror does it. Oh, you don't want people who work for, FedEx. They're the worst. Why's that? Cause? Okay. There's all sorts of like jury lore and stuff. It's a thing. But conservatives will talk their way off of juries. One of the jurors in the Trump trial actually got up and said, you know, I really like Donald Trump, so I'm not sure I could be fair. You freaking moron!
So the ones, all the other jurors who hate him are going to be fair?
Yes! That's the... First of all, you never lie. You always tell the truth. Second of all, you do your duty and you be fair. You listen to the evidence and you rule on that basis. That is what you are going to do all the time. That is what you're supposed to do. You should be fair regardless. Oh, it's an estate sale. Want more junk, honey? All right, that looks junky, too. That's a crappy estate. A state of confusion, maybe. No, you want to get on the jury. But do your duty. You gotta be fair. Again, never lie. If you're saying, ah, oh, Kurt's kind of winking, I'm not winking at you. Don't lie. Be fair. You can be honest about your biases. For instance, if I was on federal jury and they said, juror number one, Mr. Schlick, do you think you could sit in this case and fairly rule? There'll be testimony from the defendant and the witnesses and the FBI. And I would say, well, I've written a lot of articles about what a garbage organization the FBI is, how it's incompetent. They're scumbags, losers, and liars. That being said, in this case, and mutations, weirdos, losers, and mutations, I will, in this case, if I'm on this jury, absolutely weigh the evidence as it is. I will put aside my view of the FBI as unworthy of trust and treat it like every single other person who is also unworthy of trust. You know, the FBI for generations, rode on a reputation that is undeserved. People are like, well, if the FBI says it has to be true. No. They have proven themselves perfectly willing through either lies or incompetence, to provide false testimony. So I will go in and I will treat them like every other witness based solely on the strength of the testimony. We are saying you're biased, though. I'm saying I'm not biased. I'm saying the FBI will not get any special treatment from me. I will treat them like any other witness. And that will drive the prosecutors nuts. Because remember, prosecutors, if you're a prosecutor, you've got the easiest freaking job in the universe. You are, you know, you represent the state. You've got endless money. And you have this impression of many, many people. Which is a BS impression. You shouldn't have it. That, well, you know, it's the government. They're the good guys. Prosecuting criminals, they never lie. They never scam on us. They never do any of this stuff. No, they wouldn't do any of it. No. They'll always be honest and upright. And it's a bunch of crap. That's totally untrue. They lie all the time. My mom, who was a judge and did countless trials as a lawyer and a judge, told me everybody lies. So just because you're a cop doesn't mean you're not going to lie. Just because you're a criminal doesn't mean you will. And we need, as conservatives, not to talk ourselves off of juries. We need to be on juries and come in. And in fighting against people who are biased in favor of the feds, in favor of the government, say, wait a minute. just because he says it isn't true. Now, maybe it's true. Let's look at all the evidence. Let's look at how he testified. Does it make sense? Did the defense bring up some good points that impugn the testimony? Remember, you're not biased so that you can't serve because you require the government to prove its case. Do not go into a judge and go, well, you know, I've had a lot of criticisms of the FBI, so I don't know if I can be fair. Hey, you haven't had anywhere near as many criticisms of the FBI as I have, and I can totally be fair. I'm not like winking or nodding or going, no, really, hint, hint. No, I'll totally be fair. Who knows? Maybe the FBI's going to tell the truth. Maybe it won't. I'm going to treat the FBI like every other witness. Or any government agency. I'm going to be a fair juror and do my job. And understand that's not what a lot of prosecutors want. That's not what they want. They want dummies who watch NCIS Paducah, Kentucky, to go in and go, oh, I'm razzle-dazzled by, you know, the CSI stuff. Oh, boy, he's got to be guilty. Yay! No. Jurors are far too easy on the government. The government wants to take life. It wants to take liberty. It wants to take years from someone's life away from them. Now, maybe it's deserved. Okay, you're a pedo or a bank robber or a, you know, another kind of Democrat scumbag. Maybe you totally deserve it. But I don't think it's unreasonable to require the government to prove it. And I mean beyond a reasonable doubt. And what's beyond a reasonable doubt? Beyond a reasonable doubt is there's no other possible rational explanation. Okay? Well, we have phone records showing this guy was in the zip code, and we have a video showing he was wearing a blue shirt, and his face was covered with a mask, and the defendant had a blue shirt. When at his house. Okay. Well, it could be the defendant. Is it beyond a reasonable doubt? Is there no one else in that zip code with a blue shirt? There are jurors who would convict on that. Well, you know, the DA wouldn't charge him if they didn't think he was guilty. Bullshit. DA will charge you because it wants to get a conviction. There's absolutely a reasonable doubt in that case. And I'm not guilty. That's all your evidence? He had a blue shirt and he was in the zip code? No. Bye. Hold them tight. You're not doing something wrong. You're doing something right. And you should be on a jury. Because you're going to do your duty. You are going to hold the government to account. And if a criminal has done something criminal, and you're in a jurisdiction that actually prosecutes criminals instead of solely political enemies, you're going to need to hold that person to account. Do your job. Do your duty as a citizen. But don't go to the judge and talk yourself out of it. Because I gotta tell you, the shit libs aren't gonna do that. Oh no, I'm gonna be a, you know, I have a Donald Trump voodoo doll and I shove a safety pin into its genitals every night, but I could totally be fair. Alright, okay, you know, thanks for letting us know. Boo. Okay? You not only need to express that you can and will be fair, but you actually need to do it. That's your job. You're an American citizen. Your job is to be on a jury and decide the case fairly, without favor or prejudice. Yes, you can go in with pre-existing notions. I have a pre-existing notion. Pedophiles are freaking bad. But if I'm in a case where someone's accused of being a pedophile, government's going to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, or I am going to vote not guilty. Okay? I'm going to put aside my, oh my God, they called him a pedophile. I'm going to jump on the bus. No. They called him a pedophile. Great. Prove it. Beyond a reasonable doubt. And if he does, he walks. That's just the way it's got to be. That is your duty. That is your job. You promised to do that. You have to do that as a citizen. That's your job. So don't talk yourself off a jury. Especially on a political, well, you know, I read town hall. I can't be fair. Bullshit. You can be fair. And you will be fair. That's what you're supposed to do. You will make yourself be fair. And you will tell the court that. I'm, you know, Your Honor, I come in like everybody else with some baggage. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to make the government or the plaintiff prove what he, she, or they, or zer, have to prove. And if they do, I'm going to vote for them. And if they don't, I'm not. I'm going to be fair. Because Aristotle will try and trip you up. Oh, you really can't be fair, right? You just hate this person. I, like everybody else, I have feelings about something, but I'm going to be fair. And then go be fair. Now, I'm not like winking and saying like frame somebody. Don't do that. That shit's a sin, man. That's not okay. There's stuff in the Bible about corrupt judges, man. I'm not even going to talk about it. Which is why when I talk about, you know, let's do this to them, what I'm talking about is foregoing the norm of not charging crimes that would otherwise be charged. Because yes, I believe it is a better system where political operatives are not charged with crimes, unless it is an unbelievable slam dunk on a crystal clear type of criminal act. And maybe normal people would be treated that way, but, you know, prosecuting a normal person does not have the deleterious effect on our political culture as prosecuting somebody, people want representing them. You've got to have a slam dunk if you're going to get somebody in the political room. And it should be for everybody. And that's what we kind of did. But Democrats started doing other things. Guy in Alaska. And was that Weissman? Was that Weissman or was that Jack Smith? You know, after he's dead, they threw out the conviction. After he lost the election, they threw out the conviction for the Republican senator. The Republican governor of Virginia, they tried to create a new theory. You'll create new theories for political cases. And if the jury had been right, smart, they'd have gone, wait a minute. No, we're not doing it. Your job's to get on those juries. Your job is to decide those cases fairly and honestly. And it's to put aside your bias. Everybody's got biases. That's why we have voir dire. That's why we ask questions. We want to find out what they are. Some people can't overcome their biases. If you really can't overcome your bias, you've got to say it. But damn it, you should overcome your bias. You're a freaking adult. You can control yourself. All right? Hillary Clinton's... If Hillary Clinton was charged, and based on the evidence, she sure as hell should have been, and I was on the jury, or I was being checked for a jury, I would do my best to treat her fairly. Why? Not because I like Hillary Clinton. I don't like Hillary Clinton. Screw Hillary Clinton. She's a freaking scumbag. My duty is to the country. My duty is to keep my word. And yeah, I'm sure I would be kicked off the jury, and probably appropriately so, in the sense of an appearance of impropriety. But if I was on, I would do my job, and that's what you need to do. You need to get on jury. So that's my unredacted town hall VIP thing that's occurring, and. Irina, how'd you like my monologue about jurors and being on a jury?
I heard.
You loved it, didn't you?
A lot of it, and it was amazing.
See? Read The Attack. I'm writing a sequel to it. It's amazing. Before it freaking happens. And Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, of course you want to be a part of the Kurt action. Follow me on Twitter, and thanks for being a VIP. Adios, everybody. Bye.